The UN panel has urged Myanmar to stop Buddhist violence against Rohingya Muslims, but the resolution has seen opposition from an unlikely source, the party of Nobel Peace Laureate Aung San Suu Kyi. In its resolution, the UN General Assembly's Human Rights Committee has called on Myanmar to give the Rohingya minority equal access to citizenship, but the demand apparently did not sit well with the West democracy icon Suu Kyi, whose party accused the UN of interfering in Myanmar's internal affairs. Buddhist violence against Rohingya, which is said to have the state backing, has become routine in Myanmar. Director of the Center for Muslims Affairs, Jahangir Mohammed, joins us right now. Jahangir Mohammed, it's quite interesting that Aung San Suu Kyi did not really approve of the UN Human Rights Committee to give the Rohingya minority equal access to citizenship. Why do you think that is?
Well, at the end of the day, she's a Buddhist, and she's part of the Buddhist establishment that wants to ethnically cleanse Muslims from Rohingya society, and of course she's wants to become the leader of that country, so she relies on the vote of the Buddhists whenever that election takes place. So it's not surprising in that sense. Her concern is not the plight of the Rohingya Muslims, it's to become leader of the Rohingya state under the umbrella of the military.
And quickly, if you can, are we going to see any type of relief for the Rohingya Muslims, given at least the fact that the UN Human Rights Committee was there in terms of an assessment being made, at least highlighting the plight?
Well, the UN doesn't seem to alleviate the plight of any Muslims anywhere, really. And this has been going on now for the last 2 or 3 years. So it's taken them long enough to actually call it Buddhist violence, you know, and to actually ask for it to be stopped. So we are not going to see anything happening as a result of this. The UN makes noises when Muslims are concerned, but nothing practical happens. The West wants to build an economic relationship with the Rohingya state to exploit its resources. And unfortunately, the Muslims will continue to suffer until the Muslims around the world and in the neighboring region decide to stand up for the Rohingya Muslims. Their plight will continue, sadly. They just don't feature as important in the agenda of the West or of the Rohingya state and its aspiring politicians.
Thank you very much for that, Jahangir Mohammed, talking to us there. We appreciate your comments.